This is Phil Nee. I hope all of your trails are happy. Until we talk again later, we'll put our little records away. We'll have some community conversation coming up in the morning show, and nothing more topical than the Richland County Fair. Some very important details coming up during our show. Plus, a little bit later on, we'll talk about Weird Wisconsin. Details later on. It is 51 degrees at 9 o'clock. News This Hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store in Spring Green featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, once again across Israel. Workers off the job and marching amidst a general strike. They are protesting the Netanyahu government's handling of the war with Hamas in light of the killing of those six hostages, their bodies found in a tunnel under the Gaza city of Rafah. Funeral for one of them, 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Poland, is being held in Jerusalem today. Hotel workers in eight U.S. cities, including at Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, at Omni locations, the employees, everyone from front desk personnel to housekeepers and dishwashers, demanding pay raises. Michael Carrera is one of those walking the picket line.
We have a lot of people that are just living check to check. We're asking for a $10 raise, and even with that $10 raise that we're asking for in the next four years, by inflation numbers, we would still be considered poor as a hotel worker.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will be marching in the Labor Day parade in Pittsburgh today. This is ABC News. Foul-mouthed superheroes, aliens, and a president of the United States, all fighting it out at the box office for the long Labor Day weekend.
I waited a long time for this team-up.
Deadpool and Wolverine, Marvel smash, the best-selling R-rated movie of all time, topped the weekend movie theater box office, over $15 million. Expected domestic total after Monday, $600 million. Disney's the parent company of Marvel and ABC News.
Run.
Alien Romulus was second with over $9 million.
Hello, I'm Nancy Davis.
Hello, Nancy Davis, I'm Ron Reagan.
Reagan, a biopic starring Dennis Quaid as the U.S. president, exceeded expectations with an over $7 million premiere.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. DirecTV customers don't have quite as many channels to choose from this morning. The satellite TV provider in a contract dispute with Disney, parent of ABC News, and that means Disney's channels have all gone dark, including ABC and ESPN. In fact, ESPN went dark in the middle of the fourth round at the U.S. Open. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend and happy birthday to my mom, Marie Nider, on September 8th. Her birthstone is sapphires, and they're on sale for the whole month of September at Pamela's. So stop by and save on all your sapphire jewelry at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Your Labor Day forecast includes a high of 76 expected today. Also for tonight, clear with patchy fog, a low of 48. Sunny and mild Tuesday and 77. Tuesday night, clear, a low of 51. And Wednesday, mostly sunny and a touch warmer with a high near 80. Thursday, 78 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler with areas of light rain and 66. At the WRCO studios, after a low of 45 today, it is 51 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Our morning show is next.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, starting at 11:30.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
On our morning show today, Jody Cornell is here. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Richland County Fair, which is coming up. Boy, it doesn't seem like it should be fair time, does it?
Oh, it's summer has gone so fast.
Let's talk about, I guess, first of all, the State Fair. How did it go for the local youth?
The State Fair went really good. We only had two youth representing the county, but we came back with first place for small herdsmanship, and we came back with a second place award for our educational display.
Great. Yep. So the entries are all in at this point then, is that correct?
County Fair, yep, they were all due back at the 1st August. They're all in, entries are all in, everybody knows what they're bringing, and so, yep, we're all set that way.
How do your numbers look this year?
Well, numbers will be down because of the fact no one's bringing cows. So, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit. There won't be any live cows on the fairgrounds this year, dairy cows. There may be a couple of dry cows, but there will not be any milking dairy cows.
Lactating cows.
Yep.
So this is kind of a statewide thing that's been going on this summer, isn't it?
That's true. So it's nothing that the kids have control of at all. It's been a disease. It was found in cattle back, they think they had it probably back in November, December of 23, actually, in Texas. It really wasn't diagnosed until about March, and they found it in, I believe it's like 8 states now, and it's actually H1N5, and it's actually a disease that's found in birds, and they think that's how the cattle first got it, was they got it from wild birds that were either feeding in their feed or swimming in their water or came in contact with the cattle through like a secondary contact with the cattle.
How does it affect the cattle then?
So primarily it affects milking cattle, and that's why we're not bringing milking cows. It basically kind of changes their milk makeup. They're giving more like a cottage cheese instead of a milk, which isn't good. You can't put that in the bulk tank. You can't sell it. And the cows do get sick. They can run a temperature. And there's the worst problem is that there's not a lot that we as farmers can do for our cows at that point. We can basically kind of treat the symptoms like you would a person. So a person has a fever, you give them aspirin. We give the cows aspirin. We can give them some supplements to help their stomachs feel a little better. But basically, it's kind of a treat the symptoms, ride it out. And most of the cows are getting over it somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks, they seem to be coming back pretty much to normal, other than once they've had it, they don't finish out their lactation as strong as they were going. So it kind of puts a damper on their milk production. But most cows are surviving. I think there's like a 2% rate or something that are actually dying from it. It's a flu, it's a virus, so there's not a lot of stuff out there yet. They're trying to come up with a vaccine for it, just like they did for people. But there isn't a whole lot out there we can do right now. And so it's not the kids' fault. Although we pretty much made the decision not to bring cows to the fair. I think we could have probably if everyone would have wanted to, but a lot of people didn't want to, and so we're not going to. But instead of having live dairy cows at the fair this year, we will be having a virtual show. The cows will all be pictured, and they're almost all pictured. We will finish picturing tomorrow, and then they will all be pictured, and the judge is actually going to place them based on pictures. If anyone is familiar with Hordes Dairyman has been doing a picture contest since, I think it's 1939. They've had a picture contest in their magazine, and that's basically what we're going to do. And then we're hoping, and I haven't got all this finished up, it's kind of been a quick run here, but we are hoping to have a 50-50 raffle. If anyone who would like to stop by out in the barn can look at the pictures, and they'll be able to place a class. And if you can place the class the same way the judge does, then we will be having a 50-50 raffle. It'll probably cost $2 to throw your entry in. And then if we get this all put together, we would divide that up between the dairy group and whoever wins the prize.
So you've really had to think outside the box a little bit, haven't you?
We have. It's taken a little bit. We've actually gotten some ideas from a few other counties. Barron County actually did a picture show. They didn't have any cows at their fair. Now, some fairs are having cows, and that's fine. I mean, it's up to the individual fair to make that decision. The state is not saying yes or no, although the state is saying that if you are going to bring those cows, they must be tested for the virus, and that requires a milk test. But the individual fairs are allowed to make up their own mind about whether or not they're going to allow lactating cows to come onto the grounds, you know, for their fair. And as I said, I think we could have, but it just wasn't going to be enough participants bringing cows to make it fair to everyone else. And we have some youth this is their last year, and the only thing they were bringing was their cow. One young lady, and I won't say her name, but one young lady has shown the same cow for like 4 or 5 years, and this was going to be her final year with her cow, and it broke her heart. She actually broke down and cried. She was very upset. But I hope that everyone realizes the work that the youth put into these animals. And not, I mean, all these animals were signed up for the fair. You know, back when entries were due, people were still thinking we were bringing cows, and then this decision was made not to. And so, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to bring my cow. And some of these kids didn't sign up anything else because that's not what they were about. They were about their cow. And so I'm just really hoping that this picture show goes well, and that people actually will stop by and take a look at the pictures. Even if you don't want to try your hand at the judging, that's fine. But stop by, take a look at the pictures, and just support the kids, because this is really important to the kids. And we're just trying to do something so that they still get to show their cows.
Will there be a set time when the judge makes the decision, like, you know, any other show, like, let's say 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, he's going to do it? Or do you know when the judging's actually going to take place or not?
We won't know exactly what time the judging will take place, but I would guess that by noon he'll be judging those cows, because we'll do the heifer show just like normal in the morning. It'll start at 9 o'clock, and then however long it takes to go through the heifer show and then the cows. So I would guess, you know, normally that would be in that 11:30 to 12 range before we get to cows. And he will, he actually has access to those pictures prior to. He may already have run through them and kind of taken a look to see what he's thinking. There's also going to be some short video. He wants to see them walking, you know, because normally he sees them moving and sure, and sees the kids working. So there's going to be some short video. So he probably will already have kind of an idea of what he's looking at. But All of the pictures will be brought down to the show ring, and he will place them and tell why he is placing, you know, just like if they were there, he will tell you why he placed them the way he did, and everyone will know the answer then.
Will there actually be blue ribbons by the pictures then, and red ribbons and those kind of things?
Yes. Yeah. So that was part of not bringing the cows. The fair agreed to amend the fair book so that they will still be giving out premiums and ribbons just like they always have. They'll just be giving them out based on the pictures.
That'll be nice. Then people can go by and, you know, see how maybe their rating compared to the judges and things like that. It'll be kind of a fun little tidbit too.
Yeah, I think it will. And that's, I mean, we were just trying to do something to kind of draw people, give them a little more reason to come and see those pictures. And the pictures will be there all the entire fair. They'll be put up probably Wednesday when entries are in. And I know some of the kids actually even plan on, you know, there won't be anything in the stall, and they probably won't put bedding down because why waste bedding? But I know some of the kids plan on putting up their same decorations, and they'll have pictures of them and their cows in those, you know, at those stall areas as well. So that's a nice thing too. I mean, at least they'll still be there in theory.
Let's hope this is the only year we have to deal with this, right?
Oh, I hope so. It's been kind of a crazy trying to get all this put together and all that. It's been kind of crazy. So I really hope that, you know, that things will calm down and maybe next year we can go back to just being normal.
So I know this is not your area, but the beef show is probably going to be the same, and you know, some of the other animals are going to stay the same in terms of entries and things like that.
Yeah, as far as I know, you know, the other animals really aren't affected by this, or they're not, you know, like beef are not being required to do any testing on their cows or anything like that. So as far as I know, their numbers are up or at normal levels there as well. So, yeah, I think most of the animals will be at normal levels.
Good. Well, of course, the kids will be around too. So hopefully people, you know, if they see them on the grounds, they can congratulate them and, you know, congratulate them on a job well done. Because I know that's a hard project to deal with too.
It is. Yep, it is. And the kids will be there. Most of the kids who are not going to be able to bring cows are actually still going to do showmanship. I know our seniors are all going to borrow animals, and they will still have a class of senior showmen Saturday morning. So I mean, come out and support those youth. I mean, it's a tough thing for them, and it's totally out of their control. You know, it's not within any of our control. So
right, we're just doing it, dealing with it the best we can.
Yep.
Think about the fear over the years. We've had to deal with floods and, you know, different things.
Oh, yeah. There's always COVID. Been some kind of conflict that we've dealt with. But yeah, it's just another one of those things that's someone threw a wrench in the works, and we're going to deal with it the best we can and make the best of it. And we're really hoping that people will turn out and take a look at, I mean, like I said, these kids have still done all that work. Most of them were planning, you know, right up until the day it was decided that we weren't bringing cows, that they were bringing cows. So they've worked with them. And even for the pictures, one thing we required, all the kids had to wash their animal. They had to clip their animal. I mean, they're not just brought out of the barnyard and quick shot, you know, few pictures here and that's it. I mean, these kids actually are still finishing the work, and they're, I know most of them didn't put on show whites, but they're still leading them in the videos. They got show halters on them. I mean, the kids still did most of the work that they would have done if they brought them to the fair. So
indeed. Just didn't trailer them and bring them in. That's the only difference.
Yep.
So good. Anything else you'd like to add today, Joey?
Nope. I think that kind of wraps it up.
Good. Well, here's to a good fair. I know it will be, and we'll hope for good weather, and all systems go to the Richland County Fair.
Thank you.
You bet. Jody Cornell joining us here, talking about the upcoming dairy portion of the Richland County Fair on the morning show.
Get ready for a week of fun, excitement, and endless entertainment at the Richland County Fair, running September 4th through the 8th. From thrilling rides at Mr. Ed's Magical Midway to mouthwatering fair foods, there's something for everyone. Check out the grandstand events like the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers on Friday night and an unforgettable concert by Ashley Ryan on Saturday. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day of exhibits, livestock shows, and contests. And don't miss out on the Children's Day Saturday with tons of activities just for kids, including the pedal pole and a little britches showmanship contest. Daily gate prices are affordable at just $10 for adults and $5 for kids, with special discounts for seniors, military, and first responders on Saturday. Plus, enjoy half-off gate prices on Sunday. Don't miss the Richland County Fair, September 4th through the 8th. For more information, call 608-647-6859. The Richland County Fair.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Welcome back to the morning show on WRCO Radio. We're talking books today, and there's a new one that I really have enjoyed. Tom Manis and Christy Manis are on the phone. We're talking about Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us.
No problem. So tell me a little bit about the idea of where this book came from.
Well, we are travel writers for online and print publications and also our own website. But that came as a result of we just love road trips. And it's our favorite thing to do no matter where we're at in the world or the country. We take back roads and two-lane highways as much as we can. And that's where you find unique things. So, I mean, in all these years, we just decided to share our love for Wisconsin.
We just love to get out and go and see whatever we can see.
Christy, are you the native of Wisconsin in this duo?
I am.
So,
I am.
Did you learn a lot about the state that you didn't know?
I did. I was amazed at what's out there. And, you know, we're working on another book right now, and we're still finding stuff. And we probably have 300 things for an additional version of this book. Wisconsin is a quirky state.
I think we've known that. Tom, you know, of course, not being a native, but now being in Wisconsin, what surprised you the most, I guess?
Well, I think what surprises me the most is that I failed to be surprised anymore because Wisconsin is so quirky. I love Wisconsin. I love finding out, researching, and, you know, studying Wisconsin. And I mean, every day I'm adding new things. But I guess as we dive in and find things to talk about, one of the stories I love is in Janesville, there's the Cozy Inn. It's the nation's second oldest Chinese restaurant in one location. And people know their egg rolls all over the country. So when people come to like Madison or even Janesville, they get coolers and order egg rolls ahead of time. They'll get 30, 40, even up to 100 at a time and take them back on the plane, no matter where they're across the country. And it's a recipe that's 2 days old. It's not 2 days old. It takes 2 days to make. But the other thing, another layer to that story is, the owner, his mom, bought the restaurant a long time ago. She was a well-known Chinese chef in Milwaukee. She wanted to own her own restaurant, so she found the one in Janesville, the Cozy Inn. She bought it. And then the son now, who's nearing retirement age, has been running it with him and his wife. And then the funny thing is his dad was one of the six Chinese survivors from the Titanic. And James Cameron actually made a movie, you know, made the Titanic movie. Mm-hmm. He actually made a documentary about it called The Six. And so, I mean, as we dive in and find these unique things, we find different layers to add to it. And that's what I really love.
There are all kinds of, crazy stories, but also I thought of it as Christy, somebody wanted to, they could kind of use this as their book to tour the state of Wisconsin, couldn't they?
Oh, I think so, yes. Tom was talking about one of his favorite things. One of the quirkiest things I found was we all know about Friday fish fries. I mean, growing up in Wisconsin, you always went to fish on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
But we had heard about a place in Kenosha that has Friday morning fish fries. And we thought that was a little strange. So we had to go check it out. And at 7:30 in the morning, people line up in front of a bakery.
Oliver's Bakery.
Yeah, in Kenosha. And they're not there just for donuts. They get their donuts, but they also get fried fish and fried shrimp. And that just blew me away.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard of that before.
Me either. Do they eat it or do they save it for later?
I don't know.
We tried it for breakfast.
Yeah, we had it for breakfast.
It was really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not bad.
No, and they've been doing this for years and years and years.
The current owner, she has worked there and owned it for over 40 years. And so we asked her, when did this tradition start? And she said, well, I don't know. I have no idea. We've been doing it ever since I've been here.
Hmm. I guess you never know. One that stuck out for me was, and I just thought it was ridiculous, but ridiculously funny, is where John F. Kennedy actually used the bathroom.
Yes.
Could you talk about that?
That's kind of strange. They do have a monument in the bathroom. It's kind of a dive bar.
Well, it is.
It is a dive bar. But when he was campaigning, he was stopping all over Northwest Wisconsin. And, you know, when nature calls, you have to listen to it. And so he happened into this bar.
And so they have plaques on the bathroom door, you know, and inside they have stuff. And the bathroom doesn't look like it's been remodeled since then. So you can actually, if you're a guy, you can go to the bathroom the same place that John F. Kennedy did. And they also have some different memorabilia next to it, too, on the wall. So it's one of those quirky things that's it's definitely unique. And if you're in Spooner, you need to check it out.
The original urinal. Who knew, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't know if the urinal's still original, but it doesn't look like they remodeled anything in the bathroom.
That's
and
crazy.
It's been there since at least the 1930s.
Wow. Again, that's in Spooner. Al Capone is mentioned in there as well. Could you talk about that story?
Well, that's a story that we really had to dig deep with to verify the location. And Christy really...
There's, every town in northern Wisconsin, at least, has a story about one of the gangsters. They were all over the northern part of the state. Everybody has a theory where they were. And there's not a lot of hard evidence on some stuff. And we really want everything to be authentic. So we really debated on that story. And we researched it and researched it and researched it and found the actual Al Capone hideout.
Because what you find online is not the actual spot.
Yeah. If you Google it or if you read a lot of articles, they'll tell you to go one place and it's actually in a different location. So we went there and found it, and it was pretty exciting.
It's a cool place. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's a lot of history there.
On a little lake, and... The story goes that he flew in his liquor from Canada on a seaplane onto this lake.
And then he would load it into his trucks and then ship it to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And at this point, it's totally abandoned, and there's no trespassing signs. You can't get in there. There's a lot of theories on who owns it, but it is still there.
Hmm.
And you can't drive up to the gate.
Right.
And that's above and beyond, I think a lot of people know of Little Bohemia, where the shootout took place.
That's over in Manitouche Waters.
Right.
Yeah. And I've actually been there, too, and that's kind of interesting.
Yes, it is. The other one that... I thought it was right out of maybe the National Enquirer, but the guy who got pancakes from extraterrestrials, that was quite a story.
Oh, yeah. I love that story.
Well, and one of the reasons we love that story is, you know, everybody's got a UFO story, but this one has actually been documented.
And it's still an open case with the government. They came out to investigate it, and they thought that, you know, the pancakes were of earthly ingredients. But there was so much other stuff going on at the same exact time. The whole area lost power right before this story. An Air Force plane crashed, and there was just too many things to coincide. And I just think that's a neat story.
And we love the picture of him actually holding the pancake up, the alien pancake. So that he traded, and I guess, you know, he deciphered from them that they needed water, and in exchange for him giving them water for their spaceship, they gave him pancakes, which is a really funny story.
Yeah.
But didn't they discover that the pancakes were of earthly origin, or is that true?
Yes, earthly. The Air Force investigated it, and they came back that the pancakes were of earthly ingredients. But the case is still open and under investigation to this day. So there must be something to it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're not telling us everything that they know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there are pancakes in New Mexico right now from Wisconsin. You never know. So.
You never know.
You never know. They look kind of burned, too.
They do.
They were great cooks.
They do in the picture. What's the story with the boy with the leaking boot?
That's a great story, because even people that live in Stevens Point, Wausau, and that drive by it every day, I don't know how many times we've heard that they say, oh, yeah, well, I see that statue. It's like a water fountain statue, but we don't know why it's there sometimes, and sometimes it's not, you know?
It's in front of the fire department in Stevens Point, the main fire department. And we actually got a tip from some friends of ours that live in Stevens Point. And they said, you know about the leaky boot? And I did not. And we went over there to check it out, and it's a statue that's been around since the 1800s, and it had been in different places. And it's a little boy who holds a boot, and water pours out of the boot. And what was interesting about the whole story is he's only in front of the fire department from May through Labor Day. And that's why most people don't know about it, because they put him away. And of course, our first question is, why did they put him away? And it's because the students at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point like to kidnap the boy with the leaky boot.
Oh.
So they decided a few years ago that instead of replacing it, which they have done numerous times, they would just put it away when the students were there. So they store the older ones that are more original in the basement of the fire department.
Oh. And the fire department, they're actually restoring the original once again. And they're in charge of, you know, putting it out and taking it down in the history and documentation. And I mean, that's kind of like their own little project, their passion project that they really love.
There are some stories that really don't have an explanation, I don't think. But what's the story with the self-driving car?
Oh, that is so much fun that... We had to go back twice, you know, and we live in Eau Claire, so it's not a short jaunt over there. So it's just outside of Shoalsburg, and it's Gravity Hill. And you can call it what you want. It's optical illusion. It's gravity that goes uphill. We are actually defying gravity, but we did it, and we had so much fun. So you put your car in neutral at a certain spot, which is marked. In our book, there's a sign, but it's marked, and you put your car in neutral, and the car goes uphill. And so,
it backs up the hill.
Yeah, it goes back up the hill. And so we're like, hey, this is kind of weird. So we tried it both ways, you know, both lanes, both ways. We tried it different ways, and we got out and looked at it. You know, somebody was in the truck, and, you know, we'd get out and look at it and watch it. And it's not that slow either. I think we were 15 miles an hour, maybe? No.
I don't even know.
No, I don't think it was 15 miles an hour. It might have been 5 miles an hour. But it's more than just like a creep or a crawl.
No, it gains speed as it's pulling you. It's like you have little trolls pushing or pulling your car up this hill. Yeah. I mean, it's just a freak of nature.
And no explanation for it.
No.
No, and as we tell people, it's a great family thing to do and take your kids.
Yeah, it's like an amusement park that's free. Your kids would love it. I mean, we loved it.
Yeah.
Just that unknown.
Can you tell us about the circus poster that is still around?
Okay, so the circus poster is, it's a temporary lithograph from
1885.
And temporary meaning it was only supposed to last about 2 months. And so what would happen, the circus would come to town, and the workers would go ahead of time and put up, you know, circus posters on the side of buildings, these lithographs, advertising. But it was actually supposed to disintegrate after 2 months so that they didn't have to come back and put the extra labor in and take them down. But what happened was, it's in the Corral Bar and Grill in Durand, which is just outside of Eau Claire. And the owner of the bar, the owner's siblings own the bar, and they bought the building next door to extend, you know, and make an event center. So the owner started tearing into the wall, and, you know, he got a hole and, you know, torn out. And then he realized a colorful buffalo was staring back at him. You know, obviously it's like, this isn't right. So he carefully tore more of the wall down, and as he was peeking inside, he saw more and more. But what happened was, it's an actual 55-foot-long by 9-feet-tall, really, really colorful lithograph of the circus that was coming to town from 1885. And the archivist at the Bearview Museum, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. My mind is going blank. Because everybody can read my mind. Okay, Circus World. An archivist from the Circus World said it's the best preserved and the biggest that he's seen. So it took him 2 years to restore it, and now it's fully restored behind glass. And, I mean, anybody can go in and see it. I mean, you can just walk in and go see it. There's no charge to see it.
It's in a little restaurant.
Yeah, it's in the side room, in the event room, and it is one of the most unique things I've ever seen before.
It's absolutely beautiful. And it, you can just stand there, and it's so intricate. There's so much to see on this poster.
The details, and there really is a lot going on.
Since you've published Secret Wisconsin, have more things come to the forefront? Have people told you about things you need to go see and do for another book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we hear things from people that we have to check out. And, you know, we're also writing our next book, which is going to be out in the spring, called Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. And researching that, we're finding more and more stuff. I mean, to begin with, we had over 300 things from our list that did not make the book. And now we're adding just more and more and more to it on top of that. But
it's amazing how much stuff is in the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is a unique state.
Yeah.
It really is. And so,
and I think it's the people that make it that way. I think the history of the state, you know, pretty much opened its doors to having all these unique and quirky things.
Right.
And when we chose what we did for this book, we chose things from all over the state. And we did it the old-fashioned way. We had a map, and we put pens in it. But we wanted to make sure that everybody had something close to them that they could go see. So it covers the entire state.
And we wanted to make sure it was family-friendly and inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. You can do everything in the book. Someone can take the book and experience everything in the book for $64.80.
Oh, really?
Now, that doesn't include if you buy fish or a donut at a bakery or...
But, you know, some of them have, donations.
You leave a donation or something, but otherwise you can do the whole book for that.
Well, for instance, you know, the Cozy Inn, they're famous for the egg rolls. If you want to experience that, one egg roll is $2.35.
So it's a great bargain, obviously.
It is.
Wow.
And one of the reasons is we want families to get out.
We just want people to get out and drive around and see unique things and just make memories.
Mm-hmm. And most of them are not like what I would call tourist traps, are they?
Right. That's exactly right. And I think when you look for stuff to do online, the same things pop up over and over and over. And so the first time you see it is, oh, hey, that's kind of neat. That's original. That looks like fun. But when it keeps popping up over and over and over, your senses become dull to it, and it just doesn't seem like that much fun anymore. So we try to have everything that is not found, typically found on the first few pages of a Google search. And so, I mean, because in reality, that's what we love. What we have found throughout our travels is, no matter where we're at in the world, is that when we plan for things to go see, we're often disappointed. But it's the things that we don't, plan for, that we just come across, or, that we talk about forever, and those make the best memories. And that's a reflection also, that's how we wanted the book to be reflected.
I think you bring up a good point, too, because that's the way it is sometimes with vacations. You plan and you have all these expectations, and maybe it doesn't live up to that. If you just started out in Wisconsin and took a drive, you probably wouldn't be disappointed with some of these things in the book, would you?
That's so true. Right. That's so true. Right. I mean, you just get out there, take the back roads, the two-lane highways, just don't make a plan. Just go out, unless you're looking for something in the book. But that's how we find things. I mean, we have, like when we travel, we have no idea where we're going. I mean, we don't have a plan unless, we fly into somewhere. We'll stay at a location in a hotel. That's planned the first night. But after that, it's totally whichever way the wind blows at that moment. I mean, we could think, we're going to go this direction. We're going to go south.
But then somebody might say, oh, you need to see this, and we'll head that way.
Yeah, we'll go west. So, I mean, you just never know. And when you kind of get tied down when you make plans. And, we just had too many disappointments, that way. So we just like going with the wind.
If you don't know where you're going, you can't be disappointed.
Right. Good point, Christy. Well, certainly you visited other states in the nation. Are you looking at books for some of these other states, or are you going to stay with Wisconsin?
We're staying with Wisconsin right now. We have book deals for two more in Wisconsin.
We write a lot about other states and stuff for online magazines and
print publications, different places. So, but we love Wisconsin, and it's just there's so much here that people overlook. I mean, we could write for years and years and years.
And we love the people of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Very good. How can people get a hold of the book if they're interested in this?
They can find it just about everywhere. It's on, of course, all Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Books A Million.
All those type of places. It's also in a lot of independent bookstores.
Mm-hmm. And if, check with your independent bookstore first, because they are the backbone of our economy. But check with your independent bookstore first, and if they don't have it, they usually can order it for you and have it within a few days.
Well, you mentioned your next book's coming out again. What was your focus for the next book going to be?
It's Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. And what it is it's road trips around the state. We're building road trips throughout the states of interesting things to see and do with a historical perspective. But it's going to be, a lot more modern history, I think, probably.
And I think it's going to be
about road trips.
Yeah. And it's going to be fun, like this book.
Now, this one certainly is fun. Thank you so much for joining us. Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And Tom and Christy Manis joining us on the phone. And good luck to you. And hopefully we can do it when you get your next book out.
Thank you. Yes, we'd love to.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
This is The Morning Show from WRCO.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel. Going on now, buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows, or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel today.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
The seventh season for J&R Country Ridge Orchard is underway. Rod and Julie look forward to seeing you and sharing another great pick-your-own apple crop. The early varieties are ready. When you pick your own apples, you add an awesome experience to the unbeatable value of a fresh apple, and there's nothing fresher than the apple you pick yourself at J&R Country Ridge Orchard of rural Lafarge. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open for the season. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open Wednesday through Saturday 9 to 5 and Sundays 10 to 5. Open Labor Day 9 to 5. We'll see you there.
Fun stuff on the morning show, talking about some unique things in Wisconsin, weird Wisconsin. And thanks to Tom and Christy. And then earlier today, talking about the Richland County Fair, Jody Cornell was in the studio. We'll have more details as we lead toward fair time, our reports from and about the Richland County Fair beginning on Thursday and continuing on Friday as well. And it'll be a busy weekend. Many things going on, and we'll have Packer football on Friday night as well, with the pregame at 5, again, if they do indeed play it that night, the way it sounds, it's kind of still iffy at this point. I'm not sure when they would make a decision about that, but we'll be the first to know since we are an affiliate of the Green Bay Packer Radio Network. A reminder, the Richland Center landfill will be closed to observe Labor Day today, and the Brewer Public Library is not open. They will be open again tomorrow, and tomorrow is Tech Help Tuesday. This is an important day to get some help, some things that you've been wondering about with the computer. Just don't stare at the blank screen or the blue screen. You can get some help. 9 until noon tomorrow. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library tomorrow at 608-647-6444. And there is no charge for this service. Drive carefully as you head out and about or back to your destination on Labor Day.
Somebody stolen your soul. The trance you were in made me
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back your way tomorrow morning, real early in the morning. And Bo Hendricks is coming up just a bit. He'll keep you company today. Also, Joanne has more news for you, and we'll have details on what's going on with old Mr. Fabulous Tim Thee this afternoon as well. Thanks for joining us for the morning show.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions.